The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given to him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, now, what do we really say this morning on this, the first day of January 2021, that makes any kind of sense? Normally, we would look back on the last year and thank God and look forward with a lot of joy and happiness to the new year. But we got to be, this morning, we got to be realistic. In the last 12 months, we probably have been through one of the most memorable years in our life. And not memorable for all the good things that happened, but more so for the things we were not expecting. Not long after the beginning of the new year, we discovered that there was a major world pandemic. And so this was, to all of us practically, unless we were born sometime before 1918, was to all of us something totally, totally new. We were into unknown territory. And then, in the midst of all that, we had some pretty bad things happening in the country, beginning with really focusing on our black people. And a lot of rioting and anger and marches and all kinds of things happening. And then, in some ways, on top of all that, we had a general election. And again, there was much anger and bitterness, and it was a very, very unpleasant time. But in spite of all the things happening in the country, the election went off without any mishap. It was a very well run and organized election, and we had the outcome, while not being acceptable to many people, nevertheless, it was an honest and a fair outcome, even though some people are not willing to accept that. So, having said all that, when we look back on the last 12 months, is there anything we can be grateful for or thankful for? And I think yes. Yes. For those of us who are still here and are reasonably healthy and have survived the last 12 months without any great mishaps, don't forget to say a big thank you to the Lord. And as I say this, I am very conscious that some of you listening to me today, wherever you are, you may be one of those persons who have been bereaved during the last 12 months. You might be among the many people who have lost a loved one to the COVID-19. And if so, I'll be remembering you in this Mass. My heart goes out to you, and I ask the Lord to be with you as you make your way through this sorrow. For those of us who still had a job or were still employed, how fortunate and blessed we are and we were over the last 12 months. For those of you this morning listening to me who are out of work, financially struggling at the moment, those of you who never for one moment thought you'd be lining up in a food bank, again, to you, I am sorry this has happened, but hopefully, things will be better in 2021. What about all the wonderful people, the frontline workers, the people who kept things going all during this pandemic, the people working at the food banks? So many people, so many wonderful people working for the good of all. We cannot, I think, sufficiently thank those on the first line. We never will be able to, because of what they have done and continue to do at a great cost to themselves. If you're a mom or a dad and you're working on the front line, well, God bless you. And may God give you every strength and every grace that you need. And I mean, may God bless you. And from my heart, I say that. So as we venture, and it is a venture, it is an adventure into the new year, what about it? Well, I think we got to begin the new year on a positive note. So I'm not going to wish you just a happy new year today, but I want to wish you a safe and happy new year. It's so vitally, vitally important at the moment that we all keep safe. For the people this morning who are struggling and in difficult circumstances, I ask the Lord very much to be with you. And I think we who have survived the last 12 months and hopefully will survive the coming 12 months, let's for a moment pause and thank God for the many blessings that we have received. We may not have everything we want or everything we wish for, but we're here. And today, that's very important. If you were able to get out of bed this morning and you're alive and well, what a blessing that is. And it's a blessing every morning if you get out of bed and you're alive and you're well. And I think if we thank God more for the blessings in our life, that gives us, I know from my own experience, it gives us a new strength and a new courage to whatever comes. And when I look back on my on the last 12 years, and indeed on my life, and I'm sure you do too, I think I can honestly say I learned a lot more from my failures than I did from any kind of success. And my attitude for this coming year is, whatever God, whatever happens, put it that way, whatever happens in the world, I know that I will not be on my own. I know, and I believe, and I trust that God will be with me, and indeed with you. So when you are troubled, when you are anxious, all you have to say is one simple word: Jesus. Simple. Jesus, help me. And I know you are beside me. And Jesus, I trust in you. So as we begin this new year, I asked God, especially this morning, to give you a shower of hope, an abundance of hope, because that's what we need at this moment, hope, more hope than ever before. And I know that eventually, and I believe all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. That was a famous saying of Julian of Norwich, who was a wonderful mystic back in the Middle Ages. All for those who trust in the Lord, and I mean really trust, all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. So don't lose hope. Keep on doing your best, and above all, care for one and another. And we can do simple things. Caring today has taken on a whole new meaning. It means wearing a mask. It means keeping our distance from one another, not doing anything silly. And if we keep safe ourselves, then we are helping others to keep safe. So may God bless you all and keep you safe over this coming year. Amen.